multiply that rate.
So who are you with? Are you with, like, what
hey,
company are you with?
Hey, Wes, we're with Local Splash. We're a premier Google partner. We're right across the street from Google here in Southern California. My name's John.
Oh, okay.
I'm a director here at Local Splash. I know you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and some details, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
Not necessarily. I just want to know what it's going to cost. If it's too scary, I'm going to say forget it.
Yeah, I think that's the case for everybody, but the only reason any business owner does this is not to spend money, it's to make money. You know, the clients that it brings in pays for itself and some. You know, that's the only reason they're coming back. You know, nobody invests in the marketing to break even.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I sent you a text so that you could verify who we are, right? Because the first thing I heard from you was, you know, who are you guys?
Did you say you're in California?
Yes, unfortunately.
Oh, wow.
Everybody wow. rags about the weather, but the politics is off the wall here. It's not a good political state, I'll just put it that way. But we do
yeah.
this all over the country. So we've been in business since 2004. We're a premier Google partner, so Google's responsibilities as far as, like, marketing have been delegated to the Google partners. So we're about as close as you can get to working with Google directly when it comes to KW Excavation LLC and marketing on that first page.
Okay.
Okay. Are you familiar with Weaver Excavating and Contracting?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. They're on the first page. That would be your main competitor, but just locally here. I mean, we'll cover all of Lancaster County and surrounding areas. It's about a 40-mile radius that you would cover.
Okay.
And we list you for 15 different services, so excavating contractor or excavation would just be one of them. You know, there's 14 others that we could list you for on that first page as the top recommended option. So that changes the game a bit. That puts you up there with guys like W. Rainier Excavating and Trucking and Horse Excavating. You know, and these guys are getting one to two calls every day for job opportunities. So, I mean, if we could level the playing field, I anticipate a similar type of traffic for you, Wes.
How do you know they're getting one to two calls a day?
Google Analytics. Google Analytics is a program that Google has. That's why we're not playing the guessing game with these business owners. We can actually see what people are searching for and it goes back like 10 years. So we could see how many like clicks they're getting, calls they're getting. We also do that with our clients. So that way we could show them every month, you know, what we're bringing in for what they're spending. It's not a blind number there. We have to tangibly be able to prove to them that we're bringing jobs in, right? So Google Analytics allows us to see that traffic and show that traffic to the business owner.
Say.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they're listed under excavation, you know, excavating contractor, grading, resloping. I don't know if you do all the same services that they do, but if we kind of follow that roadmap, you know, we'll get as many eyes on your business as theirs. And that's significant. I mean, obviously you'll probably turn some people down, you know, it's not like you're flipping through these jobs every hour, like some other business categories, but you know, you could cherry pick what you do and don't want. You don't have to go out to everybody that calls you.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
But the beauty of this placement, Wes, is there's no like lead fees or click fees or call fees on top of the monthly cost. It's just one flat monthly rate in order to keep you up there. And then
okay.
since you already have a website, we'll go ahead and attach that website to the Google Business Profile, and now that site will be put in position to make you some money.
Okay.
Okay. As far as costs, everything's month to month. Like I said, no long-term contract required. If you're to come on board with us today, all you're looking at is $299 bucks,
and that's what's the monthly fee?
That's it.
$299 bucks a month?
Yeah, it's month to month, right? So it's about $10 a day if you break it down and keep you up there.
Okay.
And then, like I said, all the calls are designed to contact you directly, but if you miss the calls, there is an app and a tracking system that we have. It's hooked up to that Google Analytics platform, and it'll save their information for you. And then we can touch base with you and say, hey, you know, these ones were missed. If you're looking for work, you know, these are the guys that we would call back. That way we're not missing out on any of the opportunities throughout the month.
Can you explain that again? I didn't quite catch you there.
Yeah, so we have an app and a tracking system that's hooked up to the Google Analytics and to your listing that's on the first page of Google, right? So if a customer calls you off the first page after they were looking for an excavating contractor, and let's say you missed that call because you were busy or you were doing something else, the tracking system is going to save their information in there. And so if you're ever like missing calls, or you're like, hey, it's been a couple of days, I missed some calls, or how do I get to them? You know, we could always log into that tracking system and call those people back. That way you're not missing any of your opportunities throughout the month. We're making sure we're not leaving any stone unturned.
Okay. I got it. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's really easy to use. It sounds complicated, but it's super simple. Google's been the number one way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 18 years consecutively. So we've kind of ironed out all the kinks as far as making it user-friendly for the business owner. And then you also have a support team here as well. It's a 24/7 customer service support team that'll be able to help you as well. So that way you're not expected to jump on the computer or do anything fancy at the end of a long workday with a computer. You could always just call in and say, hey, this is what I want, and we got a team of professionals here, and make sure we're listing you properly and getting those calls coming in.
Okay. So you're saying if I go ahead with this, that when I Google excavators near my town name, that I would pop up, where now you're saying I'm not.
Exactly. And that's all of Lancaster County. So right now you could be at your house and you could look up excavating contractor and you wouldn't even see KW Excavation LLC as an option. So we're going to fix that, and then we're going to make it so all of Lancaster County is seeing you as an option. Not just for excavation, but your other services too. We list you for 15 total, remember?
Okay. Mm-hmm. How do you get 15 different services?
Well, it's based on what you provide, and then also we can look at the Google Analytics and see what people, like your competitors that I was mentioning earlier, like Horst Excavating or W. Reinier, you know, we could see what they're doing. And we could come together on those keywords, but you have final say on everything that you're listed for. I mean, we don't want to list you for any service that you're not willing to go out and provide, because then you're just going to be getting calls for nonsense, right? So we want to avoid that from your end and from the end user's end, right? We don't want people finding a business, calling them up for help, and they don't even provide that service. So we're going to customize it to you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So we'll have an interview. That means that this isn't the only call. I would schedule a client interview where we sit down with you and we'll go over all the services you provide, the area that you cover. We could pull a lot of information from that website you already built up, but we also want to make sure that we got your go-ahead on everything before it's being promoted for your company.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just Googled as we're talking here, and I did not pop up as one of the local excavators.
Right. Exactly. And you're getting recommended to another competing company is what you'd be seeing up there. So
all these guys that do pop, all these guys that do pop up, did they have to go through this same process?
Exactly. Yep. There's no other way to get there.
Okay.
That's how Google makes their money. You know, 85% of Google's income comes from this. It's the business owners that pay to show up for every search. I mean, even if you look up pizza on Google, Pizza Hut and, you know, Domino's, all even those major corporations would be paying Google to show up in your local area as the top option over other competing companies. And mom and pop shops could buy that too and show up there as long as there's availability, right? Right now we do have a position available for an excavating contractor, but we're actually going down a list of you guys. We're just looking for one to fill the first page placement that we have within our company. Once we fill that position, we're closing out the category. We won't be working with any other excavating contractors. Not for Lancaster County, anyway.
Okay.
Make
yep. sense? Yep. Yeah. I follow you. All right. Man. I'd like to say no to this kind of thing, but I just started up. I was busy all summer. Coming into winter, it's looking a little sketchy for me as far as my schedule, you know? I just don't have a whole lot in books.
Right.
So, if I knew that this would generate me a phone call every day, I'd jump on it.
What? I mean, how would you find an excavating contractor if you weren't one?
Well, you know, I don't know how it is in California, but here in the East, it seems like everybody's got the excavator they use, and you just kind of got to get in with people through word of mouth and by doing a good job and all that, and they get you back again. That's a lot of what's kept me going so far, but I am definitely interested in trying to drum up more contacts, so.
Right. What better way to do it?
Yeah, so you're saying $299 a month, and I could opt out at any time if I want?
Correct. But I would recommend you try it for 3 months, but it is month to month. You could cancel at any time.
Yeah. Okay. And you're saying, you know, excavators in the area that are, you know, that do pop up when you search, like it made a noticeable difference in how many calls they got?
Yes. It's been the most profitable way for business owners in every category across the board to market for the last 18 years consecutively. Because 90% of the time when people do that search that you just did for an excavating contractor or anything, they don't go past the first page, Wes. So if you're not on that first page, when somebody types in excavation, 9 times out of 10, you're not getting it. They're not even seeing you. It means you're excluded from most jobs. And I respect what you're saying.
I get it.
Word of mouth does work, but this is modern day word of mouth. You know, somebody just pull up their phone, they can look up your reviews, and they say, hey, Google, where's an excavating contractor? You know, KW, he's been verified by Google as a real contractor. Here's his reviews. Here's his website. You know, here's his phone number. Give him a call. See if he can help you. It's right there.
Yeah. Yep. Is there an easy way to get my reviews? Okay, here's what I just did.
Uh-huh.
I just signed up with Angie. Angie's List. You familiar with them?
Yeah, I've heard of those guys.
They just talked me into it, and I just signed up with them and got them going and got me a review page. And I've got some good reviews on there from former customers. So, I guess whether I have a review page or not is probably not part of what you guys would do.
Yeah, you would. We're actually creating your company's Google business profile. So when you did that search, Wes, for excavation, you'll see that there's those guys that pop up. If you click on their name, they have their own Google profile that's up there with all their Google reviews. So we'll actually create that and verify you as a legitimate business with Google, right? That's the first step. And then we can request those reviews through the app and tracking system if you want to go back to some of those people and just send them a text message with a link to that profile. It's very easy to do through your app. We can walk you through it, show you how to do it, and we can start getting those reviews built up on Google. And then every time you complete a job, we'll tell you, hey, keep sending those texts out when you leave. So that way the customers can go put the star rating and write out the review, and we can start building up that reputation. But everybody's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So you're going to be starting from zero, and we won't be able to copy them off of another platform. They have to actually submit them as we go.
Okay, that was my question. If we can just grab those reviews off of Angie and put them here with my website.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because, I mean, that's also to protect you. Google has this thing called review monitoring, and the reviews have to actually come from somebody that's logged into their email, and it's traceable back to their email. That way, one of your competitors can't just jump on there and write 20 bad reviews about you, say, hey, I hate this guy, he sucks, da-da-da-da, because it's verified review. So it's kind of a double-edged sword there. It helps you stop from that happening, but it also makes it difficult for us to just copy reviews off another place. We have to actually message those people and get them to write it on their own. But we assist you with that, right? We help request those reviews, and we want to make sure you're getting those reviews, because last thing we want is to be telling the community, hey, here's the contractor we recommend. He's got a 1-star rating, you know, or no rating because he doesn't have any reviews. So we want to help you build those up as quickly as we can.
Right. Yep. That all makes sense.
Interest. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, $300 a month.
$299 exactly. So, there's no other charges.
Okay. How do I know that I'm not going to get another call tomorrow from some other site offering me the exact same thing? Like,
if you're on the first page,
I don't understand
Google,
this whole.
A Google partner is not going to call you to put you on the first page of Google. They wouldn't have anything to offer you. But are you talking about like Yelp or Yellow Pages or something like that?
Yeah, anybody.
Yeah. Well,
you're saying if you got. If you move me up, I'm already there. There's nothing else they can do for me then.
Exactly. Yeah, you already have it. So it would be kind of foolish to try to offer somebody something they already have, right?
Yeah.
But also, what I would do for you, too, just as an added incentive, if you come on board with us today, I'll do a directory submission for you where we'll put you on, like, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Bing. We'll create a Facebook page for you, and I'll run some ads through Facebook to try to get some leads there, too. And we'll do all those submissions at no extra cost. I'll just add that, and I'll put that in your service agreement in writing that we're doing all of that for you. So that way, if you do get a call from Yelp or, like, Facebook tomorrow, you know, obviously you can politely decline and say, hey, I started working with a Google partner, Local Splash, and they're already working on that for me. And I'll save you some money there, too.
Yeah, I follow you.
That way we get leads from more than just one place. We'll have about like 10 different places we'll be able to generate a lead for you.
Okay. Yep. Alright. Oh man, why is it gonna cost so much just to be the guy on the first page?
Gotta pay to play. That's been the name of the game since day one.
Well,
anything worth having is gonna cost money and take some time and effort.
So if I did this, how soon would this be
in place?
Well, Facebook and some of the other things we can get up and running really quickly. But month two, I think, is really where you're going to see things take off. And that's right at the beginning of 2026. You know, we're only 2 weeks out from 2026. So the investment you make today would be more about starting off the new year with a bang, unless somebody's given an excavation job to their wife for a Christmas present.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But month two will be better for you than month one, certainly.
Yeah. Okay.
We got to get it all up and running.
Yep. All right. So, it's month to month, right? $299 a month. And if I decide, forget it, there's no cancellation fees or anything.
Well, we ask you to commit to it verbally for 90 days. You know, when you're a new account like this, because we're building everything from scratch. If you were to terminate prior to 90 days, they would try to implement an early termination fee. But I'm telling you, Wes, you're not going to want to cancel this. If you look, just compare it side by side with Home Advisor by Angie's that you told me you were using earlier, you're going to love it because those guys put themselves on Google. But when they get the lead, they give the lead to like five other excavating contractors in the area. Obviously, only one of you is going to get the job. So that means the other four of you is paying a lead fee for basically nothing, just to call these people and try to compete with another guy on who got the lower price instead of the quality of the job. So with this, you're listed independently on that first page. So they're not seeing Home Advisor by Angie's 10 best excavating contractors. That's way halfway down the page. If you go back to that search that you did earlier, they'll just see KW Excavation right there at the top with these top guys, and they could contact you directly from there without the lead fee or you worrying about the leads going to multiple other guys. So you're not going to be limited. Plus, with Facebook and everything else that we're doing for you, I mean, I'm setting you up where this should be your long-term marketing solution. The guys that are up there now, you know, W. Rainier, he's been doing it for almost 7 years. And Horse Excavating's been doing it for 3, you know.
Okay. Yep.
So even though it's month to month and you could cancel at any time, chances are this time next year and the year after that, you're probably still going to be with us.
Yeah.
That's why we're able to offer it month to month, is because if you're only paying $299, even if it generates just one job a month for you, you've already what, 4 or 5 times what you've invested in it.
Yeah. Yep. All right, well, let me look at something here. Yeah, okay. Okay, so if I was to do this, you were saying it would take a phone call and get everything set up. Like, could we do that, like, as soon as tomorrow, or how?
Yeah, I could do it as soon as today if you really want to get things going. Could do it today or tomorrow.
And what for, what for information? I'm guessing it'd be a phone call where you would get a bunch of information from me and what have you.
Yep. I already have your site pulled up here, so we got an idea on, like, job site prep, septic systems, grading. We got a good idea on what you do, like demolition and everything. So we'll have some keyword recommendations, but like I said, you have final say. So we're going to want to come together and pick the 15 keywords that we're going to list you for, and then we'll also go over the area. It's Lancaster County and surrounding areas, but if there's areas you don't go to, we want to customize that for you. And just make sure that we're representing you properly. So it sounds difficult, but it's a really easy phone call. They have like 25 set questions that they'll just walk you through, and then they'll type it in, fill it in as you answer. It's pretty simple.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Well, I think you talked me into it.
You're going to love it. I'm telling you, you should be talking yourself into it. I tell anybody, if you're going to start a business, that's the first thing you should do. Some companies will do this 2 to 3 months in advance to try to build up a pipeline before they officially actually open the business. They try to line up some jobs from it and have it up and running for a while before they actually go out there and do everything, start doing their first job. So you're kind of doing it backwards, but we'll catch up.
Yeah.
You're doing it the hard way.
Yeah. Well, I've had, I know. I've had plenty of work getting started. In the off season right now is when,
slows down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just people are relying more on the online method of finding things this time of year. You know, they just pull out their phone.
Yeah.
And lie down. It's not like summertime in the backyard, you know?
Yeah, I know. I get it. You want to find something, you pull out your phone and Google it. That's just the world we live in.
Yeah, yeah. It's been that way for a long time, so it's not going to change anytime soon either. That's the beauty of it. So, you know, you're making a smart move by getting your name out there. Some companies don't even officially launch until they've had their placement, you know? It's like a I'm here moment.
Yeah. Yeah, hurry up.
So I'm going to create your Google business profile, okay? This is what the customers are going to see on the first page of Google. You want the business name to appear as KW Excavation LLC?
Yes.
Okay. And then is Wes Wesley, or short for Wesley?
Yeah, short for Wesley.
Yeah, Wesley is your first name?
Yeah. Yep.
What's your last name?
Nolt, N-O-L-T.
N-O-L-T, okay. Where does the KW come from?
It's the first letter of my wife's name.
Got it, okay. I kind of figured, I was like, is there a partner that I didn't know about here? Okay.
My wife. I couldn't say just my wife, but.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Yep.
I pack a lunch and then my wife's got the wallet, you know, so. Wife's not something.
Oh, that way. What's the other way around for me? I got the wallet and she packs my lunch, so.
Oh, well, she packs the lunch, but I take the lunch and leave the wallet on the counter for her and the kids during the day.
Oh, wow, yeah, happens.
Yeah, I've got to take care of it on my own. I'm like, as long as I can eat, I'll be fine. I'll survive until 5 o'clock. What's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing. This is a business expense, so you'll actually be able to write it off, too, when you do your taxes, and you can get it back that way.
Yep.
But what's your business email address?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my email is KW, I'm sorry, no, back up. west.kwexcavation@gmail.com.
Okay. Got it. west.kwexcavation@gmail.com.
Yep.
Okay. And then you can only have one phone number on your Google profile for the customers to contact you. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So it's 717-419-3106.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. All right. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I'm going to say 7 to 5.
7 to 5, okay. Is that Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
No, Monday through Friday.
Okay. All right. And then Google's going to send you a PIN verification letter in the mail. It's got a little 5-digit number on the back of it, and that's how you get that little red dot on the map there on the first page of Google, kind of indicating where you are. Now, we don't have to display your address, but we do have to send that letter as part of Google's verification process. What's the street address that I could send that to?
So that is 1324 Red Run Road, two separate words, Red Run Road, Stevens, PA, 17578.
Okay. And then do you want to have that address hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Okay. So your listing will just say...
So like it'll just...
Yeah, 17578.
Right, and it'll just show the general... It'll just show the area, but not the specific location,
right. Yeah,
correct?
The pin will go out to your nearest cross street, and then it'll have kind of like a shadowed circle around the radius.
Yeah. Yep, okay. That's what I expected. That's what I want.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So I got your profile created. What time did you want to do the client interview?
I'm going to say like 10 o'clock. Can we do like 10 o'clock tomorrow morning?
Yeah. Actually, that works out perfectly. I have a 10 to 11 available, or 10 to 10:30.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that should be fine.
I'm going to schedule it now, and it'll send you a notification to your email address because it's a Gmail, and then we'll also text you at 9 o'clock just as a heads-up reminder so you don't forget overnight.
Okay.
Okay. If anything pops yep. up or changes, I'll also text you my direct number and extension right now. And then that way,
okay.
you can just let me know. You could always text me or call me if you need to reschedule. But as of right now, I got you locked in for tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay. Yep, I should be in my office, and that should work.
Perfect. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Credit card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
Both. I think my card's got both my name and my business name.
That's the way to do it. So that way you could write it off as a business expense later. It's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Makes it easy on your CPA. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending the Google verification letter?
Yes, it is.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. I'm out in the job right now. While it's over in the truck, let me walk. I can walk over and get it.
Okay. Take your time. This is the last part of it. Once we get this processed, I'll send you the username and password for your tracking system and everything in writing. And then we're basically good to go until the client interview tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Okay. All right. Makes sense. Okay. You ready for the number?
I'm ready for you.
5528.
5528.
6962.
6962.
0840.
0840.
6030.
6030. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
8/29.
8/29, and then 3-digit code on the back there.
991.
991. Okay. And then there is a security question. In case you ever want to verify the identity of one of our representatives when they contact you, or vice versa, if they want to verify your identity and make sure that we're talking to the right person. So you have 3 options for the security question. You could use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay. I'll do my mother's maiden name.
Okay. What was your mother's maiden name?
Zimmerman.
Zimmerman. Z-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N?
Yep.
All right. And then I got to re-enter it and make sure it matches. Okay. It's saved. And then the last thing we need to do is walk you through a voice verification. This is a quick 60-second recording. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, Wes. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're on the same page before I run the payment, okay?
Okay, yep.
All right, so you're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
KW Excavation.
Thank you. And can you please state your full name and title within the company?
Wesley Z. Nolte, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Wes, it's important that you're actively involved in the campaign with us. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. So it's 24 to 48 hours. Okay. And then, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yeah.
Okay. So as I mentioned earlier, we're going to do that directory submission for you too. So you shouldn't need anything else. The idea here is to kind of be like a one-stop shop for you for all your online marketing and advertising needs. But if you are going to add anything after today, just kind of double check with us and make sure that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. Keep your overhead low. This should be an answer to take some things off the books, actually. Save yourself a little bit here. And then it says, in hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, we may ask you for certain forms for Google verification. Google may ask for things like a business license or proof of insurance if it's required for your industry. We ask that you send that information to us via the form within the first 7 days after sign up. So between now and this time next week, basically next Monday, the sooner the better, okay? But it says, do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a pretty easy form. It's only if it's required by your state for your industry. You'll notice it'll have a little asterisk next to it, meaning that you may need it, you may not need it. It's a very easy form to fill out. And it'll ask you to sign the bottom of it. Your payment for the initial term and account setup has been charged today. It is December 15th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I've upgraded you to the Platinum Package Bundle, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. This is a three-month verbal agreement. The monthly payments are set up to automatically renew on the 15th day of each month in that amount of $299 for as long as you're with us. Okay, so that won't go up or change on you ever. That's the total. Okay. You can discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support. If you go to your text messages, you'll notice that I texted you from that 877 number. I also gave you that number and my direct extension. So if you ever want to discontinue, you could contact us directly. We just want to know before your next bill is due. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, like I said, you got to contact us before the 15th day. So not that you're going to cancel anytime soon, but, you know, full disclosure there. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you get the text messages from our company?
I did.
Okay, perfect. Yep. So there's a full outline of the agreement there in writing, too. So you don't got to take my word for it. Everything is documented there. It'll ask you to actually sign off on the subscription terms at the bottom. So when you get a chance, either later today or tomorrow. Just make sure you go through that, sign off on the bottom. Your username and password for your tracking system is in there as well. You could download that via your app store on your mobile device. It's just our company name, Local Splash. And then my number and our customer service line is attached to every text and email that you get from our company. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, don't hesitate to call. Just call in. We're here to assist you. It's not just me. You got 450 people at work here. Doesn't matter if it's 10 o'clock at night. Somebody's available to help you. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Not that I peg you for somebody that's up all night, but I can't be the only one with sleeping problems. All right.
Yep.
All right, Wes. Well, I'm here for you, man. I'm happy that you gave us a shot. I really appreciate you giving us an opportunity to earn your business and establish a long-term relationship with you through Google Advertising. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, like I said, just give us a call. But other than that, enjoy the rest of your work day, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m., okay?
Okay. Yeah, so All right. You'll call me at 10 a.m.?
Correct. It's going to be one of our representatives, but I'll be with them to introduce you to them, so that way you know
Okay. You're
talking to the right people, and then they'll just kind of take over the call from there.
Sure. Makes sense. And what was your first name?
My name is Jonathan, but I go by John, and then my last name's Hill, H-I-L-L. It's in your...
Okay.
Your text messages there. You'll have a text that says, "Hi, this is John from Local Splash," and it has my direct number and extension, so you could get a hold of me directly if you need.
Okay, got it. Yep, I was a little preoccupied here doing something that I didn't bother looking at the text message yet.
I hear you. Everybody we work with is a business owner, so we're kind of used to that. You know, we don't expect you guys to be jumping on the computer. That's what you hired us to take care of for you, so. Totally fine.
Yeah. You've got it.
All right. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Soak it in, and I'll be talking to you before you know it tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Okay. You're gonna call me, right? 10 a.m.
Yeah, we're gonna call you.
Yep.
We're gonna make it easy on you, Wes. Don't worry about anything. The only thing I want you to focus on is sign off on the paperwork that's in that text message there. It's just a link. You click on it, go through everything, sign off on the bottom. And then be ready for the call tomorrow at 10, okay? And we'll just go step by step
Okay. So
that way you don't have to stress out about anything.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
Makes sense.
All right, Wes. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right. It's exciting.
Yep.
I'm happy. You're going to be a real business now.
Yeah. I'm taking your word for it, man.
Yeah, you're
I'm
not going to have
your
a
word
website.
For it.
Floating into the abyss for nobody to see. Now people who are actually looking for an excavating contract are going to be able to see it. So that'll be nice.
Okay. Yep, that's what I'm going with.
All right. You'll love it. You'll love it. All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye.